With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School football, we are joined now by head coach of the Pendleton Christian football team, Rich Kaczmarinski, following an unfortunate season-ending loss, 40-7 against South Hardin, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach Kaczmarinski, I know that it stings when the season comes to an end, as always, but just tell us about this team, what kind of your message was to them following tonight's contest.
Well, I was really proud of them. I thought, this was a challenging season the way things started out and starting slow, maybe is the way to say it. But I was really pleased with how they battled and the perseverance they showed through the middle of the season and the end of the season. Thought we finished on a high note. Tonight's a tough loss. We did not play well, and South Hardin's a good team, and when you get in the playoffs and you don't play well, this is what the score ends up. But I don't think that diminishes with the work that we did do and the progress we did make. So I'm really proud of these guys. Like I said, I thought we showed a lot of perseverance. When we were 0-4, I think it had been real easy to kind of throw the towel in and just kind of quit either physically or mentally, emotionally. And they didn't do that. In fact, when I said to them after the game tonight, I said I never once dreaded going to practice. I enjoyed going to practice. They had great attitudes. They worked hard. We got better. We grew. So it was a very enjoyable team to coach. They're great young men, and we didn't put as many wins on the scoreboard as we wanted this year. But a lot of good things happened, and I think we can build around that.
Well, and I got to start now with the seniors before we get into the game. I got to make sure we hit on them. I mean, this season, as you mentioned, it didn't go the way that I'm sure any of those seniors would have wanted it to, and it got off to a rocky start with three real tough tests, right, with Des Moines Christian, PCM, Grundy Center. The Pleasantville game was kind of a toss-up. Unfortunately, it goes the wrong way, but they've battled through all year, and they've persevered. I think even back to last year, a guy like Cooper Sprunk had his season in a little bit earlier than he was hoping for against Grundy Center. He battles back and, puts together a really good season this year. Just what can you say about this group of seniors as a whole and what they've brought to Pelé Christian football?
Well, that's exactly right. Obviously Cooper, co-captain, kind of leader of our football team, had a really good year, came back from surgery, a year ago from that Grundy game. Josiah Vink played really well. Connor Van Zee played really well. So great having Grant Kelderman back out, and unfortunately got hurt last week, and that was a big loss for tonight as well. Obviously Camden and Landon on the edges really obviously played at a real high level. So I thought, our seniors really did a great job leading, like I said, through tough times and stayed positive, kept working. So I can't say enough good things about these guys. They were enjoyable to coach, and I think, as a Christian school, we want to launch people into the kingdom of God, and I feel like, hopefully their football experience will help them do that.
Absolutely true. And coming back to the game here just a little bit, talking about the game against South Hardin, the first drive, you guys had a great three and out on defense.
Yes.
There, unfortunately,
yep. Yeah.
Had the penalty that allowed them to extend that into another three downs. He forced another three and out on that three downs as well. Offensively, just couldn't quite get anything going there on that first drive, and then they take over and kind of let the running game do the bulk of the work there in the first half. What was it about their running game that was just so effective tonight for them?
Honestly, they got a big offensive line. They got a nice back. That back runs hard. We just didn't do enough offensive. I mean, I think, we really put our defense in a bad spot. We had a couple of turnovers there in the first half. We get something going. It didn't even seem like we got something positive going, and we'd have a turnover or a mistake. That's really hard on our defense, put our defense in a bad spot. So, they had a nice team. We needed to score early and get some momentum going offensively, keep our defense off the field. And so we did not do that. So I thought our defense showed sparks at times, had a couple key mistakes, got third down conversions that allowed them to stay on the field. And I think it kind of wore us down a little bit after that.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pelé Christian football team, Rich Kaczmarinski, powered by Hy-Vee, following a first-round playoff loss to South Hardin. Offensively, we mentioned that first drive just didn't quite get anything going. You guys did kind of find some rhythm there in the second and even the third quarter. It felt like you guys started to move the ball pretty well against their defense. Unfortunately, just some key mistakes on the offensive side of things that killed some of those drives. As a coach, and what's kind of going through your mind is you're seeing the team move the ball really well, but just unable to finish those drives.
Yeah, that was very frustrating. I thought, again, we had some nice possessions, started moving the stick, started getting some momentum going, and it seemed like we would kind of shoot ourselves in the foot, either turn the ball over or have a penalty. So just we're unable to sustain that, which unfortunately has kind of been kind of our theme for the year offensively. We've just not been able to sustain drives. So that was a frustrating part. But I think, you know, I was really, really proud of the offense to get a score there at the end, kind of persevere. I thought Cooper ran well. Reckon was throwing well. It was nice to get a touchdown pass to Caleb Volk. So that was good way to finish the season.
And just kind of looking, obviously, we know that the season ending is really fresh, but as you guys start to look towards next year, right? We talk about it every year. There's going to be some changes, obviously, with personnel and guys graduating and things like that. And so I know that it's hard to kind of predict what it's going to look like, but just as you guys kind of go into the off season and guys go into other sports and things like that, what are you looking forward to the most about just seeing the development here over the off season with this group?
Well, I think we got a lot of great kids coming up. We're excited about our junior class, our sophomore class, got a big freshman class. Thought our freshmen played really well. Thought our sophomores played really well. We actually went 6-2 with the JV with the sophomores. A lot of energy there, a lot of excitement. So I'm excited. We got a talented group of guys. Looking forward to basketball season. Looking forward to track and field, baseball. We need to get back in the weight room. Need to get stronger for next year. That'll be a big point of emphasis for us. But we got a lot to build around. We kind of took our lumps on the offensive line this year. But we'll have four starters back on the O-line next year. We'll have a quarterback back next year, which those are two nice places to have experience. So excited about that. And we got obviously to replace our receiver core. But Caleb Volk will be a nice start there. And Elias Keegan looked really promising as a sophomore. And we got some nice prospects there. Devin Runner, Garrett Wheeler. So a lot of prospects there. And so it's a little early right now for me. I'm still kind of obviously, mourning the loss of these seniors. But, we'll get back in the weight room and we'll get stronger and we'll get better and we'll get ready for next year.
It'll be a lot of fun. And to get ready for next year, obviously, tough to think about it right now. But you mentioned those other seasons coming up. Before I let you go, got to ask you about this too, because I know that this stings, but you're getting ready for some big games here coming up. Again, on Saturday, you got Isaac playing with the Dort Defenders, and then Monday, you got Faith and Rachel and Andrea with volleyball. So some exciting things to look forward to for your guys' family as well. So just want to say best of luck to the rest of the Kagbrinsky clan here while we've got you on, and looking forward to many great conversations here over the next couple weeks as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited about our volleyball team. I think they're playing their best ball. I thought we really pounded Earlham, on Wednesday night. I thought we got started tournament play strong. I think we got a nice draw on Monday. So all the PC faithful, pack the gym. Let's go support our volleyball team. And, I'm excited to go watch Isaac play tomorrow. And big one, Dort plays Morningside probably for the conference championship. So excited about that.
Should be a lot of fun with that one. And I'm looking forward to that volleyball match on Monday. Faith was trying to teach me a little bit of volleyball at cross country on Thursday, trying to help me out for live stream. I appreciated that. I need some more help, though. So if you could tell her that, I still need some help going into Monday against Pleasantville. Well, we'll have some fun with that.
That's why we need to keep playing, so you get some more reps.
Exactly right. You only get better with practice. Coach Kagbrinsky, always appreciate your time, and best of luck going into the off season what's up next.
Thank you. Thank you for your coverage again this year. We love promoting PC football, and you do a great job with that.
Appreciate that. That was head coach of the Pella Christian football team, Rich Kagbrinsky, powered by Hy-Vee, and that will do it for the Ulrich Ford and Lincoln Radio postgame show.